From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and visiting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Monday exchanged hugs as they met with reporters at the White House following their first bilateral talks. Mr. Trump said U.S.-India ties have never been stronger.
During my campaign, I pledged that if elected, India would have a true friend in the White House. And that is now exactly what you have, a true friend.
That's how Mr. Trump characterized deepening security and economic ties with the world's largest democracy. But he also called on India to remove trade barriers.
I look forward to working with you, Mr. Prime Minister, to create jobs in our countries, to grow our economies, and to create a trading relationship that is fair and reciprocal.
Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Modi insisted expanding economic ties are mutually beneficial.
The all-round or comprehensive economic growth and joint progress of both countries and both societies is the main objective for both the president and myself, and will remain so.
Mr. Modi said he's confident his vision of a new India, coupled with Mr. Trump's Make America Great Again campaign pledge, will add new dimensions to cooperation. He said both nations are committed to taking their strategic partnership to new heights. The Trump administration wants to sell military transport planes to New Delhi and provided billions in unarmed surveillance drones. Swede Johan Gustafsson, held hostage by al-Qaeda militants in Mali for 6 years, was freed Monday and returned home. Gustafsson abducted in Timbuktu November 2011, along with two others from South Africa and the Netherlands. Swedish authorities said his release was secured a few days ago, but would not comment on a possible ransom. The Dutchman liberated in 2015 the South African. His fate is unknown. This is VOA News.